brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's become such a foregone conclusion that I really didn't spend more than 20 minutes on it in 3 hours yesterday. It is Black Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, the 22nd day of January 2008. And unfortunately, this Black Day is going to be dwarfed. That is almost guaranteed in the next few days, next few weeks, next few months. No one knows, as we play Russian roulette here with six areas, six chambers as it rolls around. But they're going to continue to pull the trigger until the financial brains of this nation are blown out across the ground. We have multiple financial experts coming up today. The first one will be who we re-aired last Friday, but this will be live. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, head of policy at the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, to continue to track and chronicle everything that he and many others have been predicting. Why is this Black Tuesday? Well, the markets opened and plunged hundreds of points, and then, of course, the Fed announced a 75 basis point cut. That is massive. World markets were begging the U.S. not to cut by even 25 basis points. That would have been considered reckless to the dollar. 75 basis points is a devastating injury to an already flagging, sinking, capsizing, beached world reserve currency. This is all by design. This is all being engineered by the globalist because they wanted to consolidate wealth. They wanted to blow out markets. They wanted to shear the population as they did in 1929. And we have IMF, World Bank documents that admit this going back to 2002. We have, again, the true paper of financial record, the Financial Times of London, which routinely tells the truth like no other publication I've seen, talking about how big central banks, and we reposted this on prisonplanet.com from 3 months ago, how big central banks stand to gain and how some of the old money or institutional sovereign wealth and private wealth really stands to gain from this. But the Financial Times of London went on to say that the bubble is so large that in this contraction, it may even devastate old wealth, institutional wealth, sovereign wealth, as they call it. To even try to fathom what this means, the market is way down right now. We're going to give you all those numbers when we get back in the second segment. Up to the second info, the fact that it's plunging while they made a 75 point cut in the basis rate is just unbelievable. Do you know what it means, ladies and gentlemen, that they made a rate cut this big? They have sold the jolly, goofy, doe-eyed, slack-jawed, know-it-all, arrogant, what does it matter if it doesn't affect me, yuppies, that all that matters is the stock market. Let me explain to the yuppies why the market goes back up when they cut interest rates, because the dollar is then devalued, and so it just takes more dollars to buy those stocks. The stock market is really at about 5,000 right now, the dollar value compared to 2000, but we'll talk to one of the real experts on the other side about how bad this could get, what he sees unfolding in the weeks and months to come, the days to come, and a lot more. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now into the second segment of worldwide transmission on over 60 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, the Internet, number one on Shoutcast, hundreds of thousands of listeners, and of course, via multiple satellites, as well as over 100,000 podcast subscribers. I want to say hello to everyone. Listeners to this transmission are fully aware of the real economic outlook and the true economic climate, what's happening fiscally here in the United States, North America, and worldwide. A 75 basis point cut. They were talking about another 25 basis point cut having a devastating effect on the dollar. Many were saying that it was extremely reckless to do that. A 75% basis point, I never imagined they would do this, and it didn't matter. The market began violently plunging. They then, of course, started hyping the basis point cut. This would have happened yesterday if not for the Martin Luther King Day holiday. There was more than $60 billion wipeout. Just on the London markets yesterday alone, all over the world, stock markets are plunging. We're seeing other currencies drop as the dollar drops. As Dr. Roberts has said, this will pull the world into it. This is just a black hole. And to talk to the real expert, who I really want to thank for spending so much time with us, normally comes on once a month. He's been coming on every few weeks lately because things are getting worse and worse, is the father of Reaganomics, the head of policy at the Treasury Department under Reagan, former Wall Street Journal editor, syndicated columnist, and he's got a new edition of his book coming out in just a few weeks. I do need to talk to his publisher. I want to carry that at the Infowars.com bookstore. And, again, a true statesman. We are honored to have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on with us. Sir, thank you.
Hello, Alex.
Break down what this means to have a 75% basis point cut and how this is going to affect the dollar, the markets, what you see unfolding.
Well, Alex, look, I'm not a forecaster. I look at how economies work and what policies work for the economy. And I think right now the United States policymakers have sort of maneuvered the economy into a position in which it's hard for any policy to work. Concerning the stock market drops, I don't know that there's a whole lot to that, because the markets drop a lot. When they get bid way up, they come down. And then people recover and they get bid up again. When stock market drops are serious, like in 1929, it's because the central banks make mistakes. They misread them, and instead of putting liquidity in the markets, they take it out. And the Federal Reserve's response to the 29 market crash essentially was to drain liquidity rather than add it. But what we see the Fed doing now with this cut is to attempt to pump more liquidity into the markets. Now, of course, it's possible that the banks are too damaged, that consumer credit is too extensive for the Fed's effort to pump credit into work. It may be the banks will look at the people who need the loans and decide that they can't risk lending to those people, for example. Or the banks may need to absorb a great deal of the additional credit to bail out their own holdings. It's hard to know how that would work out. But I don't think we're going to be faced with a lack of liquidity. The tax rebate is an effort by the policymakers to bypass the easy credit, low interest rate policy in the event that it doesn't work to pump the money back into the consumer economy. They simply want to give everybody $800. Now, I don't think that that policy would be very effective in terms of an overall boost in consumer demand and preventing a recession, if that's what we're in for. Most likely, it would be drawn down in paying off credit card debt. And 23% of anything that actually finds its way into consumer spending goes abroad through the imports and the offshoring. So we may be in for a recession and a realignment of stock market prices. Whether or not this is going to hurt the dollar is also not predictable, because on the whole, low interest rates make holding treasury bonds less attractive for foreigners who finance our government. But on the other hand, the drop in share prices make them look more attractive. So the demand for dollars could go up in order to buy up our cheap assets as the market declines. It's just hard to know how this works. How this works out. The problem, of course, is that to deal with the domestic situation, they need more liquidity, and in some sense, that liquidity is a threat to the dollar's exchange value. But in the in the short run, that could be mitigated by the bargain that may appear in share prices. So it's hard to predict how it will come out. I think the more important thing is the hardship for the average American family. Many of them have not had any real increase in their income for years, and yet they've lost jobs to offshoring. They've lost jobs to work visas for foreigners, and now they're confronted with losing jobs to recession. They've also are heavily indebted, and they've used up their home equity in consumption, and many of them now have mortgages that threaten them with being homeless. And so I think the worst part of this will not be felt by Wall Street and banks and shareholders, but by the average American family. They're, I think, now going to go through the ringer.
Dr. Roberts, the last time you were on with us a few weeks ago, you talked about how this could literally, for a time, send us back to the barter system, destroying world markets. Do you think it was a good thing to have a 75% basis point cut? I mean, right now the dollar is going down as we speak. Gold is up about $10 plus and rising as we speak. I mean, certainly they moved in with this huge basis point cut to try to keep a massive decline in the stock market, I guess, because it's a benchmark of overall success in the economy. And that's the first point. And then secondarily, I'm now seeing all the pundits talk about serious global recession. I'm now hearing on the McLaughlin Group and CNN and Fox talk of depression finally being thrown around. We know they tried to keep the confidence up until just a few weeks ago, and I've seen a shift in what the talking heads are saying. What does that signify?
Probably just a lot of noise. It is true that in the long run, the decline of the dollar, it could cause it to lose its reserve currency role. And if another currency hasn't arisen to take its place, it would be very hard to conduct international trade on the basis that it is now, where you have a reserve currency that everyone accepts in payment. So the fact that the United States worsens its economic position by running huge trade deficits and by running large budget deficits, the $150 billion tax rebate will raise the deficit, $150 billion, because the deficit's already in the red. So this does signal to people concerned with inflation more liquidity, which usually means more inflation, and will make them anxious. But they may not be right in their supposition, because generally in recession prices don't rise, and the oil price may be falling, for example.
It is falling right now. So this signifies a very uncertain economic climate, but an acceleration of the previous policies that have now brought us to this point. And as you said, Bank of America, Wachovia, a bunch of others are saying zero profits, negative profits. People are tapped out. Prices on the ground are going up. I'm seeing it personally. I mean, there's no doubt we're in a recession. You talked last time you were on about how people lost $1,000 in income on average a year in the last supposed boom economy because we're going to service jobs. This just looks like a long, slow decline, or do you think it's going to plunge?
I think the decline in the American economy will be gradual and slow, but it will be nonetheless very hard on the average American family, because living standards will gradually fall. I think that's the way an economy such as the United States will decline. It's more or less what the British went through when they were when the British pound was lost its reserve currency role, largely due to the two wars.
So a long winter.
a long winter. And see, when you're getting recovery, it doesn't always boost the average American back up like the recovery we've had since 2000. People's income, the average income, is still below what it was before the recovery began.
Dr. Roberts, stay with us. One final segment with your take on what's happening with the economy right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Look at Apple shares plunging, losing a large percentage of its value. And that's what the stock market paid for in inflated dollars. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, just three final questions for you. We only got about 5 minutes. A, if you were in control of the Treasury again, if you were being listened to in policy, what would you do to try to stabilize things? As you said, it's kind of a perfect storm. No matter what you do, it's bad. And then what can individuals do who aren't in debt, the 10, 20, 30% of the public, depending on how you look at it, that actually have some assets, $100,000 that's liquid, $1 million, $2 million, what would you do to protect yourself?
Well, Alex, I think the biggest problem is the dollar reserve currency basis. What the world is concerned about overall is the way the United States government has abused the reserve currency role. And what the United States needs to do to put stability, the basic thing, most important thing, is it's got to do something to reduce the trade deficits and the budget deficits. And the question is, how can they do that? It's very difficult to reduce budget deficits when you have a recession. And it's very difficult to reduce the trade deficit when your largest corporations no longer have any sort of national loyalty and are locating their production offshore. So that is a dilemma. On the budget deficit front, I did see that just a week or so ago, Congress passed a $700 billion defense bill. Well, we can't afford that. We don't have $700 billion to spend on Bush's wars. If they got rid of that or cut that in half and just maintain, get these wars over with, we can't afford them. The dollar can't afford them. The economy can't afford them. They just stop that, cut the defense budget in half. That would pretty much balance the budget. And this would put a great sigh of relief throughout the whole world. They would say, oh, look, the pressure on the dollar from that end has been stopped. What can they do on the trade deficit? And they'll have to do something to stop the offshoring. You can never balance your budget as long as your own companies are taking your own production offshore to make it, because when it comes back, it counts as imports. So they'll have to do something about that. If they can't do anything about that, the world is going to conclude the dollar is not going to be the reserve currency forever, and they'll start getting out from under it in larger ways. And then that pressure on the dollar will mount and become stronger, and it will completely cancel the ability to do anything about the domestic economy, whether it's in recession or depression, because that requires liquidity. That is more dollars.
Now, in
but
the 2 minutes,
the more dollars causes the dollar to go down. So that is the problem. If we address the budget and trade deficits, these big problems that are sitting for a massive trouble, not a recession, not a stock market collapse or decline, but a real serious breakdown, they have to be addressed. Now, you ask me, what can people do? Nothing. If they're in cash, they're probably safer. The dollar's probably going to fall less than the stock market. Gold is difficult. First of all, unless you take possession of it, you don't know whether you have it or not. If you take possession, and it's very much, you're a target for theft. In fact, all gold holders are targets for government theft. They stole the gold in 1933 from Americans. They can do it again. You could say, well, go into foreign markets. Well, they're falling too. So there is real no safe haven now.
Well, that's what you've always said, is that this wasn't just going to be contained here as foreigners were laughing. This is really going to bring down the whole market if it continues.
It's not going to bring it down. It's going to make people lose a lot of paper wealth. A lot of people who are worth $20 million are going to be worth $15 million.
Well, that's what I meant by bring it down the level it's in.
It's going to come down. You're right.
But to be clear, you're talking about if this policy continues, and by the way, Joseph Stiglitz says the same thing, that it could cause a total worldwide breakdown.
If the destruction of the dollar's role as reserve currency continues, and there's not a clear alternative that rises to take its place, that's exactly right. That's what will happen. And that's the biggest danger, because there's no way to survive that that's known to economic science.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome, Alex. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
God bless you. We'll be right back with tons of news, all the details.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Remember yesterday I read an article headlined, Conference Promotes Global Citizenship? The Daily Herald, Wisconsin. And at the end of it, it talks about how they're training all the professors to tell their students about world government, world citizenship, and how great globalization is. And at the end, and I hear this on NPR, I see it on television, I've been hearing it 12 years ago, longer, before I even got on air. I heard this. Listen to this last line. The United States has had a good run using 50% of the world's resources, but the world won't let us do that anymore, McGaugh said. That's the person going around having all the professors come in and teach them the curriculum of world government. And just out of the blue, they just add that onto there about how the U.S. has had a good run, but that's over. And I've heard them on NPR go, yes, soon the markets will implode. This is like 3 years ago. And, you know, we're living outside our means. We're going to have global carbon taxes, and we're going to do all this for the earth, and we're all going to live like serfs, but it's what we deserve. It's so good. Then you get Roberts on, who's very, very conservative. And he says, man, they've just done everything wrong. There's no way out of it. They've done the exact thing that just any way you cut it, we're in deep trouble. Did you hear him talk about that? He's like, man, they're just really dumb. He said that over and over again on the show. No, they're not. The Council on Foreign Relations put out a report 2 days ago saying the end of the dollar is basically a good thing, and that we're going to have a world currency. We'll still have our regional currencies, but they'll be pegged by the central banks, globally enforced, whatever they say the currency is worth, so they can inflate it, they can reduce it, they can do whatever they want. He thought the globalists were bad, just having the power to issue the currency and issue credit. Now they're going to globally control it everywhere and not even have to play the currencies off against each other, which is what the Trilateral Commission said they do back in 1974 in their writings. How many years have I told you? How many times have I quoted it? They would bring up the euro, bring down the dollar, then have currency crises between the two, and then offer you a world government. And by offer you can't refuse, they just do it. But offer it as the solution. And as the Financial Times of London, as the SPP documents show, as the IMF World Bank documents show, the big central banks are doing this by design to blow out thousands of smaller and medium-sized and even mega banks, to blow out the brokerage firms. I mean, everybody was getting into lending. Private individuals in just regular companies. I mean, I know doctors and dentists and lawyers who started selling credit and buying debt and basically acting as bankers. Unlimited liquidity. Now, the central banks in 29 did call in the margins, did call in the margin calls on leverage put options, people going short and long. They then restricted the money supply until about 1939. By design, wouldn't issue more credit. And a handful of banks that had positioned themselves before, who already dominated the economy and owned most of the newspapers, fully took over the economy, got the commanding heights, and have been then going in, sending in their teams to buy off cities and counties and county commissioners and creating National Association of Governors, National Association of Counties, Cities, City Managers, where they all go to New York and Davos and go to these meetings every month, and where they get lavished and are told, do these deals and you'll be given a job when you leave a city manager at the small city, and then 10 years later after they leave the big brokerage firm or the big bank or the big equity group, or the sovereign wealth group, they then go back into a bigger city, then they go back out after 5 years, back into the corporate banking world, institutional banking, then back in as city manager over a major city like Manhattan or Dallas, Texas. And that's who really runs everything. And even though it's the mayors are just little political hacks and corrupt individuals that just wheel and deal, they don't even know the inner workings of the comprehensive annual financial reports. How since the 50s, now over 80% of the stock market is owned by institutions, by governments, which are headed up by corporate officers who then nexus in and plug into the larger corporate umbrella. I mean, you understand this is piracy. This is mafia, no-holds-bar, military conquest financially. In a military corporate structure of command carried out with intelligence agency oversight and precision. And they're now going to take us into the long decline. Things are still booming compared to the way they're going to get in the next couple of years. If all the forecasts are right and the globalist plans are accurate. And you need to understand, they did it to you. They engineered it. They created it. And just like Joseph Stiglitz when he left the World Bank and IMF, when they openly told him, we want to go into third world countries and blow them out. We want to give them loans, tell our politicians not to pay them off, have the politicians sign loan sharking 20%, 30%, 40% interest deals, then they are designed to not be paid back, and then they take over the water districts, the national parks, the city streets, the infrastructures, and the foreign corporations come in and say, we're literally buying up your governments, we're buying up your roads, and the Supreme Court says, yeah, private companies can come pay off. It's actually in the ruling. It says paying them off. It literally legalizes theft, kickbacks. It says they can come in and lobby and finance campaigns to take private property. And then the big debate is about, oh, my God, they don't have to, you know, just have government take private property. Now private groups can do it if they request it. What they didn't tell you, though, unless you read the local papers in New London and Connecticut and Freeport, Texas, and a thousand other places, is that they come in now and say, you know what? We're not even going to pay you 10% of what your property tax says this is worth. And in some cases, they just say, you get nothing, and they literally send SWAT teams in and just throw you off crying off your 300-acre farm, you know, in the edge of a big city in New York or New Jersey. We've had those families on. I mean, the cops don't know. They just hear, oh, they won't get off their land, and the cops just follow orders. They don't know what a comprehensive annual financial report is. They don't understand what a derivative is, just like the general public. They're just told bad people, and they get nothing. In New London, the hundreds of families that held out and refused to move out when private interest wanted it, they got nothing. In fact, some of them got given a demolition bill to tear down their three-story Victorian houses valued between $300,000 and $600,000, depending on which house we looked at. That's the new America. They're not going to have 10% of the college graduates be in security and spying and homeland security and domestic CIA offices in every city and command centers tracking their every move because they're looking for Al-Qaeda under the bushes or under the bed or under a rock. This is for us. They're totally shifting it over. And the same private interest own the big security firms and the private merc armies, and they then make the profits off of the new predatory economy. Their plan is so hellish, so cold-blooded, so long-term. It's not like Hitler just coming to power and being somewhat organized and taking action, or the Soviets. This is creeping death. This is calculated. This is system-wide shift. Global shares are tumbling all over the place, and the reason the stock market, again, it was plunging hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points. It plunged hundreds of points last week. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars being lost a day in your portfolios. And you can say, well, I don't have the stocks. You know, I cut wood for a living, or I mow yards, or I make a pretty good living in that in the past because there were yuppies and people with money to buy it from you. But see, there's that stagnation in the economy. But notice everything they're doing is to get you leveraged out in debt, get you bankrupt, not able to get a job. $100 million ad package between the Mexican government, U.S. government, PR firm Rob Allen & Co. We're into the third year. You just now hear it on CNN. Paying for TV ads, radio, buying reporters, school programs. You know, there's areas all over Texas where English isn't even allowed in the school. They just say, sorry, you will speak Spanish. The Mexican flag flies over at least seven Texas cities. Again, big corporations behind it. Anything to destroy sovereignty, destroy culture, break down borders so the globalists can absorb the infrastructure and get past the Bill of Rights and Constitution, which is already gone, but people still think they have vestiges, so they're standing up and fighting, so they have to act like it's still there. There's still time to at least put a stop to this, to at least hold the enemy. But I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to do that leaning over a Mexican food bar watching the ball game. You're not going to be able to do that if you don't spend any time getting involved, any time in real issues. Now, I'm not going to preach here anymore. I have just stacks of financial news here in front of me. In fact, some of these aren't stapled. So I need to go through these during the next break. And, of course, the financial news is changing so fast that it makes my head spin. But, again, the market opened at 9 a.m., plunged to 11,700. It's at 11,956 right now. And you're saying, okay, well, that's just a few hundred point loss, and it went back up. That's with a 75 basis points cut. And that's it. I've got to refinance my house. I am so busy working that I've got an old high interest rate. I have got to go refinance that sucker. See, that's another problem. I do this show. I work all the time. I make films. I don't even have time to get my finances in order. I've got a few months of operating capital for my little organization. And I'm so busy, I don't even plug my videos anymore. By the way, support us financially, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to have more webmasters, better systems, better servers, better films, all of this. And we need your support. But that's the secondary. The films are powerful. They're excellent. Go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, order off a secure shopping cart, get the books, the videos, the rest of it. Get them out to people. Let people know who's behind this, who's causing all of this. And, of course, refinancing is a big hassle, but we all should be doing that now. My goodness. But don't let them sell you on some new mortgage because you're refinancing. I know you're tapped out, but some of you aren't. We've got smart listeners who've known about the New World Order for decades longer than I, and you've been positioned, and you're doing quite nicely. But we'll break it down. The factory closings, the huge layoffs across industries. Globalism's really doing great for us, isn't it? I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for this segment and the next. I got him on late. Then we're going to cover all the news for the first 20 minutes of the next hour and then wide open phones for the balance of the show. And I believe we have another financial expert popping in later in the third hour as well. 1-800-259-9231. You heard Dr. Roberts. If you have gold certificates, you know you can't get them. There are private vaults around the country that have good security, and that's a good place to keep them. Or you can, you know, move into silver. But you know, the government can come and take it too, but, I mean, they can certainly take it instantly if it's in the stock market or if it's just in cash sitting in the bank. Ted, everything we've talked about is happening, and they're continuing the exact same policies that ensure, you heard Dr. Roberts earlier, that ensure a total collapse, in his words.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now on the dollar. I mean, that new economic stimulus package that was just passed, everybody's going to get, what, $800 or whatever? That's going to drive the dollar down. They're lowering the interest rates. That makes the dollar drop further. The economy's turning down. The stock market's in the tank. Everything spells bad news for the United States dollar. There's no question about it. It's a perfect storm. You're never going to see, at least I should say, in the history since I've been studying economics for the last 30 years, I've never seen it like this. This is just an amazing time.
Well, any way you cut it, it's going to be bad. On the good side, a slow, dark winter of decline. On the bad side, barter collapse. Just absolute. I mean, I guess you're talking about Planet of the Apes or something. Which is exactly what the globalists want, because then they can come in and play the part of the saviors, reorganize economies. Ted, you've got an offer on gold at its lower price from a few weeks ago. It's racing back up towards 900 right now. I mean, if I had the currency, if I had the capital right now, I would continue to buy gold and silver. I'm tapped out right now, but for anybody that does, you've got three offers today. Tell them about it.
I do, yeah. As a matter of fact, all this stuff is relative to about $870 an ounce. Right now it's $891, so it's already gone up $20 since this particular price point. But you can get them now, and you'll get them at that level. Right now I have the British sovereigns. They are trading currently at $240 per coin. It's a quarter-ounce gold piece. That particular coin was $250 when gold was $890 last time around. The next thing that I have is the $5 gold pieces, which are the commemorative coin by the United States. They're at $327. That particular coin was in the $335 range here just recently when gold was at $890. I have the francs at $192. those were trading around 196 at 890 an ounce. And I also have the silver dollars. Now, silver dollars are at $400 per roll of 20. And that was the price when silver was at about $15.50. And right now we've got silver sitting at $16.13. So everything is being pushed back upward. There was a little sell-off here, a little manipulation to support the dollar, and it didn't last very long. It's all falling apart. Obviously, the U.S. stock market, we've seen that go down. We just seen gold go down. That was because of central banks selling, trying to manipulate
and
the market.
And, Chad, there's no doubt, and correct me if I'm wrong, but even in this more than 25 years, a 75% basis point signals a total commitment to the phony stock market and a further decline of the dollar.
It is, and that it's like they're fighting fire with gasoline. I mean, they're trying to prop up the economy by printing more money. And the problem right now is that we got too much money as it is. That's why the dollar's falling. That's why we have the recession in the first place. Lowering interest rates at this time makes people want to buy bonds even less. Less money lent to the United States. 1-800-686-2237 if you want to hear more about the specials. Alex, you going to keep me over to the other side of the break?
Yes, 1-800-686-2237. This is the globalists fully destroying us financially, rolling us, beating the daylights out of us, absolutely shanghaiing us, bushwhacking us. We're going to break down what this means when we get back. Yeah!
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Sundown. Sundown on the Union, ladies and gentlemen.
Then it wanna go down the moon and eat raw.
What do you want to bet old Bob Dylan knows about the New World Order? I wonder. But I'm not telling. Yeah! And he wrote these songs years and years ago. And we know that Willie Nelson knows about the New World Order. Everybody knows, as they say. Can't we stand up? Can't we move together against these people? Look, they're monopoly men. They've been positioning their wealth for at least a decade in preparation of this. We know, and this used to be in the article that I know the Watsons are working on right now, the great job they do. Nemo, I hope, does one. You know, we just got over the flu, doing a great job at truthnews.us. We need to have a report explaining that Bilderberg 3 years ago, 2 years ago, we told you, was trying to pop the real estate bubble to start this domino going. They issued all the credit to get countries and individuals and companies in this position. Now it's going to be a long squeeze at best, and at worst, total implosion. Ted, tell folks about those three coin offers. They're all fabulous deals.
Oh, they're great deals right now. You've got $240 for British sovereigns. That's a great coin. It's a quarter of an ounce of gold. It's a good way to have a small piece of gold to trade for what you need to trade for. The franc coins, they're coins that were issued by the French, the Swiss, the Belgium countries. It's at 192. It's another good buy to be getting into, a small piece of gold trading, known, recognized throughout the world. We also have the silver dollar rolls, $400 per roll of 20. That's $20 per silver dollar. It's a great way to get involved with the silver market. Lots of people are getting into that.
I want to briefly explain to folks that silver was $6 how many years ago, 5-6 years ago. Sure, now it's up at 16, but still, it hasn't moved 20% of what it should for dollar devaluation. It's the real sleeper. It is the barn burner buy, like gold was, you know, in 2001 at $300 an ounce, now 900. Ladies and gentlemen, the silver deal is smoking hot. Ted, give them the number.
Yeah, again, it's 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. There's no question about it. The silver dollars are a real good buy at this particular time. The gold is a good buy. The dollar's falling. It's not going to stop falling. We're going to be looking at prices on gold. $800, $900 gold is going to seem awfully cheap. You know, it really is. People are going to be looking at $1,600, $2,000 gold and just wish that they had it at $900. The silver dollars at $14, $15, $16. You know, now we're at $16 and 13 cents an ounce. $50 an ounce in 1980. Think about it. The dollar has lost more than 50% of its value.
That means if it swings properly, it would be $100 an ounce.
Easily $100 an ounce. Easily. I mean, that's what's going on right now. We have an economic crisis going on. People need to have precious metals. There's no question
about
it.
Look, this is an absolute no-brainer, and I just wish I had the capital to move into more silver. Ted, give them the number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Give us a call. We'll be happy to help you out. Get a large order, small orders, it doesn't matter. Just give us a call at 800-686-2237. We'll be happy to give you all the information you need to get started on a gold and silver portfolio.
Ted, I want to hold you over for 5 more minutes before I get into the news because we go through all this financial news because I want to get your take on watching this happen before when things weren't at 10% as bad. How you see this unfolding yourself?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.